Hello, and welcome to another astronomy-themed podcast. My name's Kevin Tony. Alongside me here is Dr. Chris Palma.
Hello.
And we're going to talk to you today about an event that you're going to want to mark your calendars for, August 21st, 2017. It's a total solar eclipse. Now, I know there are two types of eclipses, the lunar and the solar. What are the differences between them?
So the reason we're, you know, the difference between them is actually the reason we're doing the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So lunar eclipses, I often tell people, my guess is you've seen one, or if you haven't seen one, you've at least heard, like, hey, everybody, there's a lunar eclipse. Go outside and look at it. So a lunar eclipse is when the moon passes into the Earth's shadow. And so the Earth's shadow is large enough that when the moon passes into it, you can see a lunar eclipse happen essentially from the entire hemisphere that's facing the moon. So it happens at night, it happens during a full moon, and it's visible over large parts of the Earth. A solar eclipse, on the other hand, that's when we have this alignment between the sun, the moon, and the Earth. So as the Earth and moon together are orbiting around the sun, the moon passes directly between the Earth and the sun from our point of view, and so the moon's shadow will land on the Earth. Now, the reason why this is such an impressive event, and we're saying mark your calendar for something that's more than a year away, is because this does happen with some frequency somewhere on Earth, but it happens rarely in any one location. So a total solar eclipse visible along most of North America has not happened in a long time. And so really, for many of us, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, unless you get so inspired that you decide to become an eclipse chaser.
Right.
And after this one, you take cruises and go to the Pacific Ocean and go look for the next solar eclipse that's going to be visible somewhere else.
Okay. So what exactly is going on during a solar eclipse?
Yeah. So from any given location, what's going to happen is the moon is following its orbit around the Earth. So the moon is moving with respect to the Earth. As Earth rotates, the sun is going to appear to, you know, rise in the east, get higher in the sky, and set in the west. And so what you're going to see is that from a given location, the moon is going to start to pass in front of the sun, and it will start to get darker until at what's called totality, when the moon is completely covering the face of the sun from that location, it will get dark. So the moon will completely block out the sun for roughly about 2.5 minutes. And during that time, you'll see some really impressive effects. You'll see the sun's atmosphere, the sun's corona becomes visible, and a number of other related effects happen, but it's only for about 2.5 minutes,
right?
When from your location, you are inside the moon's shadow.
Okay. So where is it going to be seen? We said the U.S., but where specifically in the U.S.?
So it's going to start being visible on land in Oregon, and it's going to pass across the entirety of the continental United States through Georgia. So the best places and places people are staking claims to,
right,
even now, Nebraska, Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky are places where you're going to see the longest part of the total eclipse at a good time.
Okay, so we're here in State College, Pennsylvania. So are we going to see anything? What are we going to see?
So the good news is, if you don't want to, you know, rent an RV and go camp out overnight in you know, someplace on the side of the road in Illinois, the eclipse will be visible from most of North America. The reason why people are going to those other locations is that's where you're going to see the total solar eclipse. So the moon will completely cover the disk of the sun, and you'll see it get dark, and you'll see the sun's atmosphere pop out. In Pennsylvania, what we're going to see on that date is what's called a partial solar eclipse.
Okay.
From our point of view, the moon isn't going to pass directly between the sun and the Earth. The moon is going to pass a little bit below the disk of the sun. So the moon will cover, from our point of view, something like 75% of the sun, but the top edge, a crescent shape of the top edge of the sun, will still be visible. So we'll see what's called a partial solar eclipse, where the moon only covers part of the sun.
Okay. So if you're in an area where there's a total solar eclipse, I have heard that it can be dangerous to view them. Is that true?
It is. we know that, you know, during the day you don't want to look directly at the sun. Right. And here on an eclipse, we're encouraging you to look exactly. directly at the sun. But it's a short event, right? It's only 2.5 minutes. And you want to see as much of the moon's path as it begins to cover the sun, and then as the moon slowly moves off of the sun. And so in particular, what we recommend people do is use what are called eclipse glasses. And so these are really, really easy to find for this eclipse. They're inexpensive and sometimes even free, but they protect your eyes from the bright light when you're looking directly at the sun. So you do want to shield your eyes with eclipse glasses or something that provides a similar level of protection.
Okay, so you do want to be careful with them.
Yes.
Do you have any resources for people who want to learn more about this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a bit on the technical side, but not so much so. As far as I know, the world's expert on these eclipses is a gentleman who works at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. And so if you just look up, and we'll provide a link in the show notes here, but if you just look up NASA Eclipse website, you'll get this website where he has calculated lunar and solar eclipses mm-hmm. for years and years and years. You right. can look back into history, look forward into history, and there's a special page just for the August 2017 eclipse. And one of the really nice things, it has a really detailed map that will show you on a Google map the path of the eclipse, where it's going to be seen in totality, where it's going to be seen as a partial eclipse for a given location. Like if you have relatives in Nebraska and you're going to call them up and right. say, hey, I'm coming to crash at your house for this eclipse, it will tell you how long to the second
wow.
you will see the total solar eclipse. So yeah. So this NASA eclipse website is a great one. For teachers, the National Science Teachers Association has produced a book on resources for teaching about eclipses in the classroom. There's both a short PDF that just gives the highlights and a full-length book that's available through NSTA that we're going to strongly recommend. And because we just mentioned eclipse glasses, I do want to say that NASA is doing their best to prepare everybody by purchasing and handing out many, many eclipse glasses. So, for example, here at Penn State, I know our astronomy club has something like 1,000
yeah.
pairs of eclipse glasses that they've been trying to give out. And so we could be a point of contact where interested folks, if you're in State College, can pick up some eclipse glasses. But if not, there are opportunities at many NASA centers, especially for teachers, to get classroom sets of eclipse glasses. If that's not convenient, I think if you purchase them, they're something like 10 cents a piece.
Yeah.
These are not – they're paper with, right. with little plastic film in them. So these are not expensive glasses at all. But we would encourage you to get – eclipse glasses if you're interested in definitely. Viewing the eclipse.
Definitely, if you want to see this. So we hope that you get out to see it. We hope that you're safe while you view it.
Yeah, we hope you have clear skies. And worst case scenario, that it will be shown on live streamed, so you
oh, yeah.
will be able to see it on the internet. And I remember in the 1970s watching an eclipse in, I think I was in either kindergarten or first grade, on TV.
Yeah.
So there was somebody on a, you know, on a closed circuit TV. So there will be opportunities, but we hope you have clear skies wherever you are in August of next year.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.